But unless wealth is useful, someone says, why has it been given by God? From where is it confirmed that being rich is from God? The scripture says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, and to whomsoever I wish, I will give it. Here, if it weren't inappropriate, I could laugh out loud at those who say such things. It's as if they are little children at a king's table, stuffing their mouths with all sorts of food, and likewise these people mix their own ideas with the divine scriptures. Indeed, the silver is mine and the gold is mine is stated by the prophet, but the idea that to whomsoever I wish I will give it is not from scriptures, but is introduced by these unsavory folk. The prophet Haggai, always promising the Jews after they returned from Babylon that their temple would be restored, said this to convince those who doubted that the temple could return to its original state after being reduced to ashes. He was essentially saying, why are you afraid? Why are you skeptical? The silver is mine and the gold is mine. I don't need to borrow from others to beautify the house. He further explained this by adding, and the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. Therefore, let's not introduce irrelevant matters into this significant topic. If someone found weaving fake thread into a royal robe faced severe consequences, this should be more so in spiritual matters, since neither is it an ordinary sin committed here. And to extend this point, even a single punctuation mark or how one reads it can introduce many blasphemous ideas.